Welcome, fellow journeyers, to the Masters of Happiness podcast, where happiness is a journey. My name is Meg Nosero, and I'm here to share and help you all come alive to the beauty of your dream through life purpose.
I'm Cristiana Pinturoli. I am a high-performance coach, which combines the realization of human potential and the science of happiness.
Hi, everyone. My name is Javier Torres, and I have a deep interest in what is psychological well-being and financial well-being, and the intersection of those two fields in order to create a good quality of life.
Sit back and enjoy as we all discover more ways to be happier and healthier, and whole being wellness is the goal. See you in a bit and enjoy the show. Welcome, fellow journeyers, to our first episode of the Masters of Happiness podcast. Happiness is a journey, and we're so excited to invite all of you on this adventure with us, discussing happiness and the context of whole being wellness. And we're so excited to be launching this podcast even more so on today, March 20th, the International Day of Happiness. We actually are joining many people worldwide to get intentional, as it serves to remind us that being happy is a human right and worth celebrating. And if you're not already happy on this day, the celebrations may just change that, as well as this conversation. I want to introduce your hosts today, myself, Cristiana Pinceroli, and Javier Torres. We're all students of the first Masters of Applied Happiness Studies led by Professor Tal Ben-Shahar and Centenary University. And we're really excited to be starting this. Cristiana is my first. Welcome.
Hello.
She's the pioneer and captain of the Brazilian national water polo team. She played professionally in Italy, and at the end of her sport career, was considered among the top players in the world. After sport, Chris enjoyed 25 years as an executive at the leading Brazilian bank. In 2019, she became the author of the award-winning book, Sport, A Stage for Life, launched both in English and Portuguese. She's also an expert in high performance and happiness. She works with many organizations and athletes to nurture human potential in a journey of success and well-being. Javier Torres, he's a former successful business owner in Miami. He's always been interested in well-being and financial independence. Born and raised in Nicaragua, he's been always interested in people's stories and how individuals become who they are, how to cope with life situations, and have a meaningful and fulfilling life. Throughout his life, compassionate individuals and institutions gave him a hand. Together with his wife, he co-founded Compassionate Leadership Foundation to help low-income students. He's given numerous lectures to students on financial independence, and he is also a certified happiness coach by the Happiness Studies Academy. I'm a trial attorney turned TEDx speaker, empowerment coach, and award-winning author of The Magical Guide to Bliss, Sparkle and Shine, and Butterfly Awakens. For me, after an inspiring encounter with Oprah, I launched Butterflies and Bliss Coaching and Shine Networking, Inc., an award-winning nonprofit that provides educational scholarships to young, innovative leaders. I was on CNN, BookCon, and host now Manifesting with Meg, Conversations with Extraordinary People. Today's theme is on the good life. So even more exciting on this International Day of Happiness, we start off learning all about where we want to go. And it's important, when we want to go somewhere, we know where we are. So we're starting off with the father of the study of happiness, the world's greatest currency, Aristotle, a philosopher from the 4th century, as he spoke of eudaimonia, the good life, and what made it so. And as we share our personal journeys and study of happiness, we're going to be talking today about why we're on this journey and what motivated us to get here. So without further ado, welcome to all of you. Cristiana, tell us, what has brought you here on this wonderful journey? And now you are one of our masters of happiness.
Yes, and welcome to all of you. It's a great pleasure being part of this conversation with Meg, Javier, and sharing with all of you our journeys. We always say what is most personal is most general. So my father is an Olympian player. They say whenever a person goes to the Olympic game, you never say in the past, you say in the present. So he is an Olympian player. And sport has always been a way to connect our family. was through sport that he used, my father and my mom would share the values in life, such as teamwork, dedication, the importance of persisting. And that's the way I grew. And from sport, I learned a lot to develop the social and emotional skills. And later on, it helped me to become a better executive in the organizational world. And organizing a way, the culture where human potential can flourish and be realized was always my passion, from sport to organizational world. And lately, in the last years, I started seeing a lot of burnout, a lot of anxiety, depression at the bank, in the every organization, and also among my children. I had three daughters, and the oldest one, she was in high school, and we had a very strong things that happened, and even a suicide among her colleague. So this became my calling. How can we talk in a world about a place, how to realize our potential, creating a journey of well-being, happiness? And that's how I found the science of happiness. So nowadays I work with high performance athletes and executives, but bringing the science of happiness. This is something that I feel it's my calling in the world, how to show that it's not about no pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. Everything needs to be harsh. You need to dedicate yourself, take yourself to your limit. You can also bring, is the genius of the end, we say. We can always bring a lot of positive things to make this journey better so we can be more success.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I love that the fact that you embody the Olympian that you all are, and still the I am statement setting out who we are as we show up in this world. Javier, why don't you tell us a little bit for you, how did you start this happiness journey?
I started this happiness journey from the conviction that I was blessed, that I have some insights since an early age. And I realized those insights, they work very well on my business life. So I wish I had someone like myself to tell me, you know, if you do this, you're going to get that. So I became very interested how impactful the sense of gratitude was throughout my life. I happen to be a grateful person, not because of training, it's just because I just happen to be. But I found that particular characteristic to be extremely critical for the success, not only financially, but also personally and relationship-wise, and your emotions also, because it's very difficult to feel upset when you are grateful. It's very difficult to be sad if you are grateful. Mm. So that I noticed that I realized that I was a very optimistic person because I was a grateful individual. So if I can spread those tidbits, those type of information to, you know, to my fellow students or to my fellow citizens, that just by doing little practices, you know, on a daily basis has a big impact. And basically, I wish I had that myself when I was 18 or 19. So that's basically my motivation, is to share my experiences with others so they don't have to go through unnecessary suffering.
I love how you say that you want to be of service to other people, because I think the good life, that's a part of it, you know, showing up, taking the knowledge and the wisdom that we have and imparting it on, or at least sharing it with others, whether they take it or not is completely on them. But actually that process of, oh my gosh, this might help you, let me help you. So coming back to me with regard to the good life, you know, it's interesting. I always had a yearning to learn about what is, I believe, positive psychology. It is that whole idea of like looking at the psyche, understanding the who we are, but trying to show up in a very positive way. And I have always loved it. I write inspiration. I dwell in inspiration. And for me, inspiring another person is to like breathe life in them, which I think, imagine all of us walking around actually breathing, you know, first of all, and then breathing into our passions and our strengths, which is even better. So back to all this conversation. So we are the masters of happiness right now. We are on this journey ourselves to explore what that means and to gain the insight and the knowledge to have different kinds of conversations. I'm kind of looking at the three of us. I'm like, this could be like a view of happiness. Really, it really is. It's like, you know, happiness is a journey, but you know, having these different components, because the world seems like a real challenging place at times. So to come back to having these kind of conversations might be just the thing that we all need. So like, what is the one thing that basically woke you up to, yeah, you can have a good life. You can live in this world differently and get to do things and show up in a different way. Javier, you're smiling, so we'll go with you.
Yeah, basically one of the things that I got very interested, you know, I remember first time I came to Miami was in 1982. And I went to this event, this party, and one of the guests hit my car. So I took the name and, you know, I got the estimate. So I went to see his dad to collect the money for the repair. His dad happened to be a psychiatrist. So he paid me. And right after he paid me, I asked him, you know, by any chance, do you guys study, if you are okay and you want to be better, do you happen to study that? And he says, no, we only study pathology. You know, we study what's wrong with you guy. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, why they don't, that field doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And then I guess in 1990 or 92 was, you know, Martin Seligman started all this positive psychology. And I said, oh my God, that's the guy I've been looking for. So that's how I got intertwined with the happiness movement. You know, it's like, if you are okay and you want to feel better, you know, it's not that I'm neglecting if you are not feeling well, but if at least you can go from 0 to +3 instead of trying to go from -3 to 0, which is the other option. But it's the power of the and. We have to look at both sides, you know, how to improve from -3 to 0, but also how to improve from 0 to 3. So that's my attraction with the positive psychology movement.
People talk about, okay, positive psychology is one, but actual happiness. I mean, do you get like kind of like, what are you talking about? Or there's something like that? Is that actually a thing? I don't know. Christiana, do you have that experience when you say, oh, I'm doing a master's of happiness? Like, and they like blank, maybe, or yay. Yeah.
Exactly. For me, it was also a challenge because when I wrote my book, I invited my father to write with me. When I left the bank, it was that moment of what now I'm going to do with my life. Mm. I knew that I needed to transition to a new thing. And then I found that I always had the practice of journaling. And then I found one of my journals that said, Chris, when are you going to finally hear your heart and write a book? And I invited my father to this journey because I wanted to share the things that we learned from sport, from high performance to life. And I remember I said, but Dad, I don't want to talk only about high performance. I want to talk about happiness. Mm. And I said, Chris, let's change the name. Happiness is always is a state of spirit. It's we are happy, but why don't you prefer talking about excellency of efficiency, productivity, getting among the best in the world? So I said, no, it's exactly that. How we can match this?
Yeah.
So this was something that I loved when we studied the paradox of happiness. But many people think that whenever they are success, they will find happiness. So when I have X thousands at the bank, when I retire, when I'm promoted, when I can finally publish my book, I'll be happy. But we learn that it's just the opposite. When you bring more happiness to your life every day with simple things, small things, doesn't need to be anything grandiose, how you can become more success in terms of realizing your potential.
Now, to your point, I think, you know, it's so funny because everyone's like excellence and valor and all of these other wonderful qualities. At the same time, you know, like we call it happiness, the ultimate currency. I mean, what's that without the feelings of perhaps joy and bliss that accompany it? And I think how important it is that, you know, do the things you love with great happiness and vigor, then the success will come. Because you show up very differently. And I want to go back to both of you with what we were talking about earlier. Everyone's seeking a good life. So what does that mean to you?
Meg, start with you. You are a person that you always talk about bliss. Yes. I think it would be very interesting for this conversation. Yeah. What bliss represents to you and what is good life related to that?
Well, thank you for turning that around on me, Christiana. I love you. So, it's interesting because I'm a big fan of Joseph Campbell. Yeah. And he always talked about follow your bliss. And I was in a situation in my life where I was, I had accomplished a lot. Check off. Yeah, I did that. I did that. And I was like, but am I truly feeling that sense of what bliss sounds like? And it's the word itself, bliss.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like breath, it's just that, breathe into life. Like you just wake up and you're just like, I can breathe, right? I can exist in this world, truly embodying my authentic self. We talk about, and it's interesting because, we talk about reality, reality, reality. Sometimes people will see me and I'm like Pollyanna, 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 which is another word for, a dreamer. I live in another world. But back to the whole idea of good life and bliss. I'm a person who gets excited about watching other people come alive to the beauty of their dreams because I've given myself permission to do it for myself. And like we all say as well, permission to be human is to show up in that space however we are that day. So bliss is that acceptance, my own first, right? And then having these expectations that this good life is possible where I get to have conversations like this with the both of you. So back to the both of you, I understand, you're well qualified in so many areas. I know that comes down to it. Are you both living your good life right now?
In a sense, yes. It's interesting that you mentioned bliss because in the Hindu tradition, there are three paths to liberation, Sat, Chit, Ananda, Ananda being bliss, which is, each one according to their own talent. So, you can go through that particular process to achieve liberation. So that's the idea that Joseph Campbell was promoting. He said that he liked the follow your bliss, to get liberation. So that's good.
That's really good. So are you saying that Joseph Campbell got the word bliss from
Hindu tradition? Yeah, because you have three options. Sit, Chit, Ananda. It's through consciousness, through awareness, or through bliss. So, those are the options that you have. You pick according to your temperament, to your, I also like, King Solomon, he says, do good and have bliss. I like it that he's combining the power of the and, do the good and enjoy,
But back to you, are you experiencing the good life right now in your own particular world?
I'm pursuing it because I'm doing it through curiosity. I'm using the instrument of curiosity to enjoy life. I'm just being curious, naturally curious. That's basically, I guess it's very similar to a beginner's mind in which you look at everything like new. So I try to focus to see something new, even in the existing items that I get to see or the people that I meet. They got to be, I always see that they are my teachers. Everyone is a teacher. So I look at people, they have something to teach me. So that's a lot of, you feel that you are getting a lot from people. You are maximizing your opportunities to grow. And in the process, create that circle of excellency because in a way you are influencing them by paying them respect.
No, I love that. And you're talking about so many wonderful concepts as well. The whole idea, I didn't know that about bliss. I didn't know that's where he got it from. That even makes it more special. So thank you for that, Javier. I love that. I do find that there's so many different traditions and we can learn so much from so many different ways to look at the same thing, with different eyes. And we, like you said, curiosity opens your eyes to a perspective that you didn't have before. And I'd like to think that I'm open-minded in most respects until I'm not. So, I mean, clearly, the good life is when people respect the fact that I don't have to be all the time how they think I am, right? So it's actually showing up in the world as you are, which really makes me happy because I march to my own beat. I love marching to my beat. Music is my jam. I mean, the three of us, we have so many different life paths that bring us to the table to have this conversation. I wonder, was there a time in your life, Christiana, where you felt like this wasn't it? This is not the good life. This is not what I'm here for.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. We are talking about culture and history, different traditions. So I'd like to bring Socrates. He said, to know the good is to do the good. And many times we wonder, okay, we know about something, but it doesn't mean you are going to do it. you know the importance of eating healthy doesn't mean you're going to do that. You know the importance about doing exercise doesn't mean that. And I remember at a certain point of my career in the organizational world, I felt it was the time that I needed to close that. It wasn't already, I couldn't find, I really appreciate the definition in happiness that is whole being, that bring wholeness on in a person and well-being together. So this is something that we studied that makes so much sense. For instance, what you mentioned, for an athlete to hear, give permission to be human, it was so liberating. And I saw that at a certain point in my organizational career, I was repeating the pattern that I had from when I was an athlete, pushing a lot to breaking the limits, which was great. And I'm very grateful for that. But it didn't make sense anymore in my life. The new moment that I had, arriving in 40s with 3 daughters, I wanted to enjoy more. I felt that the speed was too much. I always took pride of multitasking.
Yeah.
People would bring me things. I said, don't worry, I know how to multitask. But I was exhausted. And sometimes the body starts to stop us. I started having some signs of urinary infection, about sickness, that I was like, what is migraines? Where is that coming from? Mm. Later on, I learned that a lot of things comes from emotional, that you're not letting, like a pressure pan, you're not letting out. So it was time to change, trying to find the eudaimonia, the good life, but taking care more from inside out, finding this more harmonic size from inside to live my goals intensively.
I love that you use the word harmonic. I love that word because, you know, it sounds like a symphony and your life is a symphony and how you play it is how you decide, how you get to show up. I love that. You were going to say something, Javier?
The thing I like her comment because I just came from Nicaragua, which means, you know, land of lake and volcanoes. And as we were driving, I remember my son, he looking up at the volcano, which was, you know, expelling some fumes. And he says, you know, daddy, that volcano is going to explode. I say to him, be attentive. If it's not releasing fume, it's going to explode. As long as it's releasing those fumes, it will not explode. So it's when we keep all that energy.
That's good.
You know, that's when you have those big explosions. So as long as you have the volcano throwing a little bit of heat, it will remain like that. It's when you keep that heat inside that creates a big, big explosion. So, you know, I can relate to that. That's, you know, something that I mentioned to my son yesterday. Yeah.
Oh my God, I think that's great. I didn't even know that Nicaragua meant the land of
lake and volcanoes. Volcanoes, you know, by the dozen. So, you know.
So. I guess that's probably why we breathe, like let it blow out so slowly.
Yeah.
So we don't explode. So we don't explode, which is definitely a plus, I suppose, if you're right next to the person that's breathing out very slowly. Okay, so this is really cool because today is International Day of Happiness, right? And we're talking about the good life and we're talking about how happiness is a journey. So I want to bring it back to each one of us to share with whoever's listening today how they can go about and what's one bit of advice you could offer that they can go about and adding to the general happiness, this whole idea that happiness together.
Okay, I would love to go first here to remember to all of you that the first contributor, predictor of happiness is relationships. So it's not a matter of quantity, but the intensity and the intimacy of your relationships that it can be with your dear others, with your family, with your best friend.
Beautiful.
So how we need to cultivate that. We study in the, all of us in the master in the science of happiness, that what is key for relationships to flourish is to make it real, that get out of from the virtual aspect, from the Facebook, Instagram. We all love that, the social media to follow, but we need to make it real and make it a priority. Sometimes we have, life is crazy to all of us. Happiness, it means life is there is ups and downs, and how we recharge mm-hmm. in relationship, it's something so important. So I'm from Brazil, and even though I live in Miami nowadays, I live in the same city as Megan and Javier. We meet virtually every week. We meet monthly in presence. But the importance of creating the opportunity for these relationships that makes you feel so good and support you to be at your best selves.
I love it. So go out there and be with people today on this wonderful day. Go ahead, Javier. You were going to say?
I want to say that, you know, I happen to be, I was born very close to one of the blue zone, which is Nicoya. You know, it's a border with Nicaragua. And the common factor that you find in all those blue zones is the level of relationship. You know, you find it in Nicoya, you find it in Japan, you find it, you know, in all those blue zones is the sense of community that create that well-being. Even here in the United States, you know, they call it, I think they've been doing some research about those new immigrants coming from Mexico doing the hard work. You know, they have very limited resources, the hard work, and their life expectancy is better than the average American because they compensate with the community. You know, they bring their community and they continue hanging together. So that creates a beneficial effect to them that compensate all the stress, you know, all the limitation coming to this country. So I think community is a big deal and we can see it. You know, it's called the immigrant paradox, if I'm not mistaken.
As far as inspiration on this wonderful day, I think that the fact that it is the International Day of Happiness in and of itself, hopefully it'll infuse, you know, words are very powerful, right? It'll infuse a little bit more happiness, just being aware that today is that day, right? So for me, my one bit of wisdom or advice or anything, it's very simple. It's just sharing a smile with as many people as you can today, or saying hello, or a really well-wished have a wonderful day, you know? And I want to go back to, in my book, it's this day for March 20th, it's Make You in Pieces, the insight. And I think that when we really take the steps to become the masters of our own peace within, that internal compass that guides us, rather than looking externally at those things that we think are going to make us happy, start going within. Since it's International Happiness Day, you know, I think that with the craziness of the world, to take that moment of being in possible meditation, you know, so that you can breathe life into yourself, you know, or being with people and those clusters of wonder that we love, you know, exploring different relationships and imagination. It is definitely an opportunity to be that shift, that wonderful shift in your life where you start looking at the world a different way. So with that, with all three of our advice, I just want to say to all of you out there, thank you for joining our first Masters of Happiness episode on the good life, our soul talk on the good life. This has been awfully amazing. I shouldn't even use awfully. Amazing. This has been amazing staying in terms of positive psychology. And I just invite you all to just go out and enjoy this wonderful day of happiness. And, you know, like we all said, take what you like from everyone and leave the rest and, you know, explore in a different way, maybe seeing things better, maybe look up Aristotle and look into more as to what he brought to the world and Socrates and all of the wonderful Buddhist ideology that you want to share, because we all want to enjoy this process in this world, and in sharing what brings us more wellness and fulfillment and joy is a perfect way to start. So thank you all. Thank you, Christiana. Thank you, Javier. This has been awesome. Thank you so much for tuning into the Masters of Happiness podcast, where happiness is a journey, not the destination. This is Meg. I hope you all get inspired and come alive to the beauty of your lives.
This is Christiana. Great being with you. I hope you could relate to many of the things that we talked and try to choose one thing to put into practice. I'll wait for you next time.
Hi, this is Javier. Let's keep in touch and let's continue learning from each other. When we learn from each other, we grow together. Hope to see you again.
And with that, let's all enjoy this process and sharing what brings us more wellness, fulfillment, joy, and of course, happiness.